y'all go ahead.
Coach, what's the status of Keith Talib?
He is should be here tomorrow, I think. When I talked to Greek last, my expectations are him to possibly fly in this evening if everything's going according to what I heard before I came on the practice field, and be around here tomorrow. And you may not see him. It'll probably be more medical evaluation stuff tomorrow, but should be back in town tomorrow.
But he's not under any punishment or suspension or anything like that? He's a
The only thing I'm concerned about right now is his health, you know, and that's what I'm trying to get him here for, so that we can see him, put our hands on him, know exactly what's going on, and go from there.
Do you know if Coach Shot was suffering?
I've obviously had many conversations with the Keep since this has taken place. Right now, to me, that's between he and I and the club. Still trying to get more information on exactly everything that happened. But I'll just, you know, guys, I'm going to continue to say the thing I'm concerned about it is health and where he's at physically and where we got to go next. And we'll sort through all the other stuff.
Okay, I'm happy that this isn't the first time he's put himself in a situation like this.
Akib has been in my time here, Akib has been a great teammate. He's worked his butt off. He's very accountable around here. And I don't expect any of that to change. And like I said, let me see where he's at physically, and we'll go to work on everything else.
Gary, when you say where he's at physically, it's a different injury. Is there any sort of timetable, any sort of
you have to understand, it's been about Greek talking to the attending physician there. Other than that, we don't know anything. Okay. So everything we hear from that standpoint has been of a positive nature as far as what could have happened compared to where he's at, you know. So we need to get him here, see exactly where he's at. They've talked about a timetable of him getting back. I'd rather not go into that right now until we see him for ourselves and can make that assessment. This guy, but our trainer and some doctors have, yes.
When you've spoken to him, how are his spirits?
I think he's, obviously I think you're disappointed from a standpoint of, what he's gone through. Now he's got to, work his way back. So, the conversations have been just like you would probably think they are. How you doing? How's your health? We got to get you back to town, you know. So other than that, I got nothing else to share with you.
You said that he's been a great teammate. Mm-hmm. He's worked his butt off. That's great admiration. Does this create any trust issues between the team and you, or no?
Well, we've got to sit down and we have to visit, because like I said, you have to understand. We haven't been face to face since the incident. Neither he nor I or John or anybody, we haven't been involved. So, let us get him back here. Let us sort through everything that took place. Let us make sure we understand what we have to do from a physical standpoint, and then I think we go from there. So I just don't want to get ahead of myself. Other than the phone conversations, there's been nothing else.
Gary, the quarterback situation looked more like first team, first, second, third type of...
Good observation. We went 1, 2, and 3 today, and Mark had a really good day. I think Paxton did some really good stuff, took a young kids down the field at the end of practice, but trying to settle down a little bit this week and work that way, and then I may change next week, I don't know, but that's kind of that was our priority this week, to settle down and work that way.
Might be the best we've seen Mark and Emmanuel work together. As a coach, is there something in your head that reflects
guys are getting it? I just think things take time, I think Emmanuel and DT have really had good off seasons. I think you guys don't know this, but we were on the airplane for a while last night, so I was a little concerned about them coming out here, but they found some juice, they found some energy. We competed really good, and you're right. I think you're going to see it get better and better, and today was a step in the right direction.
How did Devontae look today?
Book, he did a little bit more. I think physically he's doing really good. I think we could probably turn him loose here next week maybe. I don't know that we'll do that, but I think with Book it's really going to be more mental, because remember, he's not getting – the reps these other guys are getting, but good-looking player, and just want him to be in position to cut it loose in July.
Gary, has this offseason been a little more turbulent than you figured out?
Turbulent? Well, it's been good. Hell, we won a Super Bowl, so it's been that's pretty good.
I guess there's been a lot of
footballs. I mean, what we do, there's always things going on. I mean, there's nothing smooth about what we do. There's always things happening, but the most important thing is what we do on that field, and how we get ready to play. So I think we've done a good job of sorting through distractions and various things that are going on with our football team and staying focused on football.
From a positive standpoint, is this an opportunity for Bradley Roby to show that he's, you know,
yeah,
with those ones?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I mean, because we, you know, we don't know right now, you know, what a keep situation is going to be and the health and all that, so we got to get that figured out. But I think if Roby is a starter, I always have, and obviously his reps are going to pick up. You know, he's out there going head-to-head with Emmanuel DT all day today, and so we're counting on him like we're counting on a lot of players.
Would Kayvon then slide into Roby's spot? Or how
kind of a nickel standpoint. I mean, that's the way we operated today. There's a lot of things we could do. Our guys are pretty interchangeable.
So do you hope to have the quarterback, maybe a depth chart going into training camp by the end of this? OTAs?
I'll have a depth chart going into training camp, Mike. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean we won't operate, you know, totally evenly. Doesn't mean one of them, you know, I mean, but we will, they will be listed somehow. So we'll sort that out here at some point. But they're all going to rep. You know, they're all very talented. They're all going to rep. We'll see who wins the job.
You're not quite ready to say Mark is number one.
No, I'm not going there right now. You know, I'm just trying to rep them all. And like I said, but going into this week, we wanted to set precedence as far as exactly how we work, not move too many guys in with centers and those type of things. So we're going to work this way for 3 days.
Gary, do you have any concern the keep we face of elite discipline at some point, or is that something you got to consider?
Well, Jeff, I don't know until I've gathered all the information and know totally confident that I know exactly everything that took place and what's going on and what's happening. You know, I don't want to go there right now. I want to get him healthy. I want to check his frame of mind. I want to keep this football team going and keep them focused on what we need to do.
Von Miller seems pretty positive as far as contract talks are going. How anxious are you to get him in here? And are you too concerned at all that he's missing any of this time?
I'm very anxious. I'd love to see him here before we, you know, call it a summer. I got to see him yesterday. He look good. You know, you want all your guys here, but I think things have been very positive. You know, that's not my end of the stick. He and John are working on that, but I think things have been going very good. So, you know, it'd be nice to see him possibly before we get through here.
A few more for the coach.
We saw DeMarcus out there. What, his hat on? Any update or just?
He's doing really good. You know, the back's been bothering him. We've been keeping him inside. There's been some positive, real positive news in the last 4 or 5 days. They've kind of been working towards some things that have been helping him out. So I think a move in the right direction, you'll see him out there this week.
Okay,
you have a good day.